Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Shop Class as Soulcraft: An Inquiry into the Value of Work is a philosophical nonfiction book by Matthew B. Crawford that examines the meaning of skilled manual labor in a modern economy shaped by automation, bureaucracy, and abstract white-collar work. Drawing on his own experience as a motorcycle mechanic and his training in political philosophy, Crawford asks why so much contemporary labor feels detached from tangible results and objective standards. The book is not a how-to manual or a trade handbook. It is a cultural critique and moral argument about work, competence, and the human need to engage the material world directly. Its purpose is to challenge the assumption that office work is inherently superior to craft, and to show that repair, making, and hands-on problem-solving can provide forms of knowledge and satisfaction that many knowledge jobs lack. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, skilled manual labor as a source of meaning, not just income. Crawford's central claim is that craftsmanship has intrinsic value because it gives workers a direct relationship to reality. Unlike many office jobs, where output is often symbolic, delayed, or hard to measure, manual work produces visible, concrete results and requires real competence. A mechanic, carpenter, or repair technician must understand materials, tools, and processes in a way that cannot be faked by presentation or status. This makes craft a morally serious form of work rather than a lower status alternative to intellectual labor. Crawford argues that people are not simply looking for wages. They also want to experience agency, mastery, and completion. The book therefore reframes manual labor as an activity that can satisfy human needs for order, feedback, and responsibility. That argument matters because it resists the cultural habit of treating practical work as merely instrumental and instead presents it as a full expression of human intelligence. Secondly, why modern products discourage repair and deepen dependence. Another major theme is Crawford's critique of modern consumer goods, which are often designed in ways that make them difficult to understand, disassemble, or repair. He observes that many devices conceal their workings behind smooth surfaces and sealed casings, encouraging users to see products as finished objects rather than intelligible systems. This design logic has social consequences. When people stop repairing things, they become more passive consumers and more dependent on experts, manufacturers, and service systems. Crawford treats this as more than a technical inconvenience. It reflects a broader cultural drift away from self-reliance and practical literacy. Repair, in his view, is valuable because it teaches how things work and gives people a stake in the material world. The book thus links product design to habits of thought. If objects are built to be opaque, people are trained to remain ignorant. This makes the repair question central to the book's larger concern with agency and competence. Thirdly, the moral critique of office work and abstract performance metrics. Crawford does not simply praise trades in the abstract. He also scrutinizes the structure of white-collar work. A recurring concern is that office jobs often lack clear standards of excellence, making judgment dependent on arbitrary metrics, managerial language, or visible conformity. In such environments, people may spend more energy managing perceptions than producing durable results. Crawford suggests that this can weaken accountability because success is defined through systems of evaluation that are often detached from the actual substance of the work. By contrast, craft labor offers harder standards a repaired machine works or it does not, a cabinet is square or it is not. This distinction helps explain why office workers can feel alienated even when their jobs are socially respected. Crawford's point is not that all knowledge work is worthless, but that a purely abstract economy can make it harder to connect effort with reality. The book therefore exposes a hidden cost of modern professionalism. It can separate status from skill and reduce work to performance without substance. Fourthly, craft as a way of uniting thinking and doing. The book draws heavily on philosophical ideas about practice, especially the idea that human excellence develops through participation in concrete forms of activity. Crawford argues against a sharp split between intellectual life and manual labor. In craft, thought and action are not separate stages, they are intertwined. A mechanic diagnosing a problem must interpret evidence, test hypotheses, and make judgments under real constraints, just as a philosopher interprets arguments in a conceptual field. The difference is that craft knowledge is anchored in physical reality, where mistakes are immediately revealed. This makes craft a disciplined form of intelligence rather than a merely bodily skill. Crawford uses this insight to challenge educational and cultural assumptions that rank abstract thinking above practical competence. The deeper point is that human beings learn through engagement, not detached observation alone. By restoring attention to practice, the book argues for a richer account of knowledge that values embodied reasoning and material experience. Lastly, a defense of autonomy, vocation, and the dignity of useful work beyond its critique of culture, the book offers a positive vision of work as a field of autonomy and vocation. Crawford presents skilled labor as a domain where workers can exercise judgment, take responsibility, and see the consequences of their actions. This is especially important in a society where many people feel their jobs are fragmented, supervised, or reduced to compliance. A craftsperson often owns the problem from start to finish and can develop a strong sense of ownership over the outcome. That experience supports dignity because it connects responsibility with competence. The book also speaks to readers who want their work to feel vocational rather than merely transactional. Crawford does not idealize all trades or ignore the physical demands of labor, but he insists that useful work can be deeply rewarding when it allows room for mastery and independence. This makes the book less a nostalgic defense of old occupations than a broader argument for preserving human freedom inside work itself. In conclusion, Shop Class as Soulcraft should be read by anyone interested in the future of work, the limits of office culture, the ethics of technology, or the social value of skilled trades. It will also resonate with readers who feel uneasy about work that is highly abstract, heavily supervised, or disconnected from visible results. The book offers intellectual benefits by combining philosophical reflection with practical observation, making it useful for readers who want a serious argument rather than a sentimental defense of craftsmanship. It also has practical value because it encourages a closer look at repair, competence, and the habits that keep people attached to the material world. What makes it stand out from many books about work is its unusual combination of credentials and perspective. Crawford is both a trained philosopher and a working motorcycle mechanic. That gives the book unusual credibility and prevents it from sounding like either pure theory or simple nostalgia. Instead of celebrating trade labor as a lifestyle brand, it asks what forms of work actually support human agency, accountability, and dignity. That makes it a distinctive and lasting contribution to contemporary discussions of labor and modern life. If you'd like to support Matthew B. Crawford, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.